Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we've got Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
I would like to ask you a little bit about a virtual hearing this week. This was from via the State Parole Board, and this was a case, I believe, before you were in office way back in 1986, and that had to do with the murder of a local 79-year-old man, Lewis Jennings. I wasn't working here then. It was a couple of years before I came here. But it was a pretty horrible case. And I know that one of the people that was convicted of Jennings' murder, Jeffrey Ribeiro, he is trying to make a request from the State Parole Board. And I'm just wondering a little bit, if you could tell our listeners about this case, because I do remember it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a case, quite honestly, that it's before your time, but it wasn't before my time. I was an assistant DA in Wareham District Court in 1986 when Ribeiro was brought in to be arraigned initially on the murder of Mr. Jennings in Middleborough, him and a co-defendant, Michael Eagles. Both of them have been convicted numerous times through the appellate process and all that. But at the end of the day, they were both convicted of first-degree homicide back in the 80s. And unfortunately, since that time, there's been changes in the law. One of the changes is that Ribeiro was 17 years of age at the time of the murder. At that time in Massachusetts, that was the adult age. Massachusetts subsequently changed the juvenile age to 18, which therefore made Ribeiro a juvenile at the time of the event. And in 2013, the Supreme Judicial Court issued a case called Dychenko, which basically says that life without the possibility of parole for juveniles is invalid. You have to have them parole hearings. So Ribeiro had his first parole hearing at the Natick Parole Board back in June of 2015, of which I testified at back then also against him. And we just had his virtual one the other day. He once again is trying to get out. And like you said, it's a terrible, heinous crime. He brutally beat and strangled a 79-year-old man who's 5'2", 217 pounds. He was the mastermind. He cut phone wires. They broke into his trailer, and they beat him to his death. And now Ribeiro continues to try to get out. And I consider him a danger to the community, and I will continue to go and testify against his release.
And the parole board, they did not make a decision on this yet.
They did not. They usually take them under advisement, and we'll probably hear within a couple of months. And hopefully they do the right thing. The victim's family all testified at the same hearing, as did Ribeiro and his most current social worker, and they talk about what a great job he's done in jail. But the one thing that's constant is the person he murdered 34 years ago is still dead, and we need to make sure that we stand up for the victims in these cases, and I think that's what my job is, and also to stand up to make sure that we don't release murderers back into our communities. So we're trying to continue to do that, and I'm hopeful that the parole board does the right thing.
Now, when I remember we covered this back in 2015, I believe they said the reason they denied him then was because he failed to participate in enough programs in prison? Wasn't it anything else besides that?
Well, I mean, they talked about him being, you know, the mastermind and the primary actor in a robbery where he viciously and brutally beat and strangled an elderly man to death. Up to that point, he had only done two programs of anti-violence programming. Really, what they're saying was he spent 30 years in jail getting comfortable. He was the lead singer in a rock band at OCC down in Bridgewater, and he did nothing but to better himself, trying to make himself more comfortable. And now that he has an opportunity to get out, now he's taking all the courses that are inside these various institutions to be released. So to me, it's nothing more than a game to try to get himself released back into the community, and he's trying to get more and more certificates, and I'm hopeful that the parole board sees through that and deny his request.
Now, and if it is, does this request come up automatically every 5 years?
Yeah, it'll come up every 5 years. So unfortunately for the family, we have to continue to fight this every 5 years now. And at the same time, his co-defendant, who was approximately 19 or 20 at the time of the event and is still deemed to be an adult in the eyes of the law, we just finished his latest motion for a new trial not more than a month ago. So these cases, unfortunately, never go away because we continue to live in a world where it treats defendants like they're victims and makes victims invisible, and we need to stand up for them.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz.